good afternoon, caller.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Well, I'll be short. This discussion, well, first of all, I'd like to say the woman on that panel making 100% sense. The discussion on compulsory national service is taking place on the backdrop where people in this society do not like facing and openly addressing racism, colorism, gender biases, classism, among several of the other ills she mentioned, largely as a result of slavery and our colonial experiences. The same people who want to talk about compulsory national service, you take them and tell them, let us deal with African history in the mainstream, and you'll hear the kick and scream they will get on with. While they want to play, they have ideas of what to do with all our children. I'm saying many of the people who have done their own homework and dealt with these issues with their own children, their children are not facing the courts and the jails as delinquents, right? And the rest of people out there who turn their nose on programs like these over the years, don't want to deal with history and give their children a better sense of self and direction, and want to corral them to be used to support party politics or something like that. They are the problem. They are the ones who have provided nothing for the children outside there. And they should not take out some of their bogus, dim-witted plans now and try to impose it on all of us. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you for